Sixth Perek, first Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Heyir, Chamisha Dvorim. He testified five things. Shememanim ez haktanois. That ketanois can do miyun. Miyun means that her marriage was a marriage to Rabbanon because her father died and one of her relatives married her off. So if she decides that she wants to change her mind and go back home, she can do that. So what's the chiddush over here? So over here is a little bit more complicated case. A regular miyun, everybody agrees you can do miyun. That's the din d'rabbanan. But here's talking about a case where her older sister, two brothers married two sisters, and the one brother married the older sister, and the other one married the younger sister. The one married the older sister died. So that woman is now zkuka l'yibum. If now the yibum cannot be carried out because the brother should do the yibum is married to the sister of the yavama. But if she'll do miyun, then that negates a marriage. Now he could do the yibum. So he says we recommend for her to bring her little toys to her home, and she'll go back all by herself. Masiyim es ha'isha al piyedechud. That if if one witness says that a husband died, then we rely on that. Not only does an ox that gores get skila, but also a gores and kills a person, but even a chicken that pecks at a baby's head and kills him, or an adult's head and kills him, whatever he does, that chicken will get the death penalty, a rooster. Even though in wine you have to have yayin al gabi mizbeach, but if it's 40 days old, you can bring it lechatchila. Lemaisa, even if it's grape juice, b'diavad, it's also good. Grape juice is also considered wine. But 40 days is already lechatchila. Al tomet shel shachar shel karva b'arba shoyes, the morning carbon tomet is brought at the fourth hour of the day.